Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Lynn Gavreau and Sue Connors on the program. We're going to be talking about their pageantcedence and what Mrs. Globe in Canada is. Again, today on the program, Lynn Gavreau, she's Mrs. Ontario Globe Classic 2017, and Sue Connors, Mrs. Canada Globe Classic 2017. That's today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Christy Nichols, Mrs. Missouri USA Earth, and you're watching Pageant Cast.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and we're so excited that you could join us today. We have a very exciting evening because tonight I have not one, but I have two guests. I have Lynn Gavreau, Mrs. Ontario Globe Classic 2017, and Sue Connors, Mrs. Canada Globe Classic, and we have them both right now in the Skype rooms. Hello to both of you.
Hi, Tim.
Hello. Okay, now, to keep things from getting too crazy, I'm going to be asking questions one at a time and kind of jumping back and forth. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Lynn, where are we calling you today?
I live in Eastern Canada, which is Ontario. I reside in the border of Ontario, but I do commute every day to Quebec where I work.
Okay. And Sue, where are we calling you?
You're calling me from beautiful Victoria, British Columbia.
Now, I see quite a bit of foliage behind you there. So it's still light there, and I think it's probably getting dark where Lynn is by now, right?
Yes, it's 9 o'clock this evening.
Okay. So we are calling the two opposite ends of Canada. So now, as much as I know about Canada, I learned all from SCTV and Bob and Doug McKenzie. So you're going to have to set me straight a couple times tonight. All right. So let's start. Lynn, quickly, I'm going to ask you about your pageantcedence. Now, pageantcedence, everybody, those are... Oh, do I not have it? It is not going. Okay, your pageantcedence are actually your past pageant activities. So what have been some of the past pageants that you've been involved in, Lynn?
Well, I've been in pageantry for almost 22 years. Participated in local events back home and where I'm from, West Nipissing, which is a small community in Northern Ontario. So I participated, and my niche is producing pageants. So I started doing winter carnival pageants, producing them, helping young ladies from our local community to participate. I was very fortunate. Back in 1995, I won Miss All Canadian. So I did do bigger pageants, but I really do enjoy organizing and being part of the team, and also trying to help young girls showcase their talent. And I mean, they're all in all fun stuff that we do during the pageant times.
That's great. Yeah, I think a lot of what's great about pageants is people just interacting with each other, getting away from their computer screens, getting away from their TVs, and getting out and getting to meet new people from, in this case, you met people from all across the country of Canada, and you two are an excellent example. You're extreme opposites of what is a huge, huge country. Now, Sue, same question to you. Pageantcedence, what have been some of the past pageants you've been involved in?
I'm going to be perfectly honest. The Mrs. Canada Globe pageant was my very first pageant.
Oh, really? So what got you interested in pageants, Sue?
Well, you know, it's a very good question because I've always loved everything.
I ask exclusively good questions, just so you know.
Of course you do. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, I have to be honest myself that I am incredibly good at this. No, what gets you started in pageants?
Yeah, I mean, the question really was why did I get into this particular pageant or get into pageantry? And I had never considered it before, but I've always loved everything to do with beauty and fashion, and I really like helping other women. And I was thinking, and I also wanted to find a way to motivate myself. So I thought, well, what's out there? I mean, I'm 53 years old. Can I seriously go into a pageant, a beauty pageant at my age? So I did some looking around and I found the Mrs. Canada Globe pageant, and I was so inspired. I went in with the motivation of getting myself in shape and having a great time. And I actually came away with meeting some fantastic people and really impressed with the whole pageantry system. I had no idea that it was so empowering for women, and that the whole idea of it was to give back to women. It was all about charity and you know, camaraderie and all the great people that I've met. So this was my first pageant, but I'm maybe that's not my last.
Well, I believe you guys are competing in Las Vegas soon, correct?
We are. It's going to be so much fun.
So what happens in Vegas? I know it stays in Vegas. No, what are you actually competing for in Vegas?
The two of us are competing in the Mrs. Globe Classic competition. So this is our opportunity together to meet women from around the globe that are all competing for that big title. So I'm excited.
It's fantastic. Where are you guys staying in Vegas?
It's called the Westin Lakes Spa Resort. Oh. It's really close to the airport, not close to the Strip, but it's a beautiful hotel.
Yeah, you know, some of the greatest resorts in Vegas actually aren't on the Strip because they have to try harder to get people over there. And it's really a fabulous city. And Las Vegas, one thing about Las Vegas, people always say, oh, all these pageants are in Las Vegas. There's a lot of flights. You can get to Vegas. You can get to Orlando, Florida. People complain about it. I'm like, there are a lot of flights. You can get there. And that always makes it more exciting and easier for people, particularly with international travel like you guys. It makes it a little bit easier to get in there. Now, I don't know much about Canada. I told you that at the beginning. So I'm going to ask each of you, and again, I'll do it in turn so that we're not talking all over each other. But Lynn, what is the best part about living in Canada? And you're forbidden from saying the weather, because I know that's not true.
It's actually the people. We're so known throughout the world. We're very friendly people. We have great tourist attractions. If you like fashion, multicultural city, Montreal, I definitely would recommend for you to come visit Montreal. Toronto is also a beautiful city. I'm going to be in Toronto this weekend. There's a lot of activities in Toronto as well. The Maritimes, my husband and his family are from the Maritimes. If you like great fishing, great people. If you want to kiss a cod in Newfoundland, you can do that too.
What? If you want what?
it's a tradition in Newfoundland that you, when you visit Newfoundland, you kiss a cod. So
you kiss
it's a fish.
Yeah, it sounds fishy. Okay. Yeah, no, you didn't think I was going to leave that behind. Okay.
Well, all right. I've kissed uglier, so I can.
Okay. Okay. So, Sue, what's the best part about living in Canada?
Again, I had some time to think about this, but just look behind me. I mean, you look outside at that beautiful greenery, the nature. I travel a lot around the world, and my favorite part is coming home. I mean, just actually arriving into Victoria and looking at the mountains and the trees and the greenery is just spectacular. So I think it's the nature. It's just the fact that we have so much space and nature and beauty around us all the time.
That's incredible. It is gorgeous there. The last time I was there, I think I was 7 or 8 years old. I saw Niagara Falls, and that's about the only thing the 7, 8-year-old me remembers. So it's probably high time for me to get back to Canada at some point in the future. Now, which coast should I visit? And fuck.
I think I'm closer to Wisconsin than Victoria. It'll take you maybe 3 hours to get here.
Okay. All right. And go. Fantastic. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you about the competition. What's your favorite phase of competition? We'll go to you, Sue, first this time. Is it evening gown or now globe? I can't remember. Is it swimsuit or not swimsuit in that one? Is it fitness wear?
No, we've actually got a swimsuit one, and the one for the Mrs. Globe Classic, we get to wear a cover up on it. So
okay.
My favorite portion, I think, is really the personality profile. I like the speaking component. It's fun to wear the evening gown, but I like getting that question that we get to sit there and interact with the host and with the audience.
Okay, so that's on stage, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and do they have a time limit on that? See, we have a lot of people that compete there watching, so I have to ask these specific questions. So
absolutely. 1 minute time limit, and if you go over, you're off.
Do they play you off like they do on the Oscars and the band strikes up and they pull out a hook and...
No? I think they actually take the hook, to be honest.
They do.
It didn't happen to me, but they did pour it. If you're over that 1 minute, you're done.
Okay. So, Lynn, same question. What's your favorite portion of the competition?
Well, I have to say I do like the evening gown portion. I'm also a model, so I do like doing runway fashion shows and presenting myself on stage. I do like the questions. I'm bilingual, so sometimes I have to think a little bit more when I speak English, but... If you're ever needing a translator and for French, I would always be there to handle any translation that needs to be done for any other type of pageant when it comes to, different girls competing in different countries as well. But fashion, modeling, that's pretty much my niche.
Now, I guess I'll throw this one out to both of you. Canada, is it a big pageant country? Is it a small pageant country? Are there a lot of resources for people that are competing in pageants, or is it impossible to find pageant coaches and pageant clothing? What are your thoughts?
Lynn, over to you.
She just passed the buck. Look at that.
Well, I have to say, there's not a lot of pageants in Canada. We're very conservative still in the pageant world. If you talk about hockey or Tim Hortons, we're very popular. But when it comes to pageants, a lot of people don't understand what it is to be in a pageant, why people participate in the pageant. They have a misconception that we're only pretty girls and nice dresses, and that, you know, that's all we're based on is our outer appearance. But there's a lot to it, and when it comes to pageant, it's a lot of preparation, that not only physically, but you also have to be prepared to be responsible in case you do win the crown, that, you know, you have an obligation to the organization and whatever platform that they are with, or charities that you will support, and also like to try to support other things in your community. So it's a lot of to do with that, and I believe that eventually it's going to get popular. I know there's a demand for it. There's a demand to organize pageants. There's not enough organizers that understand how to put this together. But there is a demand for contestants, because I get approached quite often, and it's just, they want to participate. They just don't know where. And then because other countries are so advanced when it comes to this, that Canadians, we have a tendency of not being able, mind you, we did very well this year at Miss Universe. We placed top 10, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I'm friends with Natalie Glavova, who won Miss Canada back in 2005, and she won Miss Universe in 2005. And I mean, she's the last one that won. I think there's only two Canadian women that won Miss Universe. So we still have a ways to go, but hopefully by myself and Sue and being able to talk to, to yourself and other pageant associations out there, that will make more awareness of how they can participate and which contest is good for them as well.
So, Lynn, you're very involved in pageantry, including T-Era, model agency. What is T-Era all about?
Well, T-Era Models Canada is my company name. It's actually a program that I'm launching in September. It's geared to help young ladies to participate either in the modeling field or into the pageantry field. So some girls are more fit to be models because they don't have the ability to perhaps articulate or to be comfortable to speak in public and stuff like that, but they're very photogenic and they're very beautiful when they walk on stage to showcase new clothing and stuff like that. And there's other models out there that don't meet the requirements to be a model per se for agencies and stuff like that, but they're very good candidates to become pageant ambassadors. So those are the girls I would work on. I have a team of people that work for Tierra Models. I have an amazing choreographer that teaches runway fashion. I have great makeup artists and hairstylists that are going to teach young girls how to apply makeup for nowadays with YouTube and Instagram. There's different ways of applying makeup, as well as pageant coach, which I am. So I'd be coaching the girls how to properly to present themselves on stage, how to do proper interviews, how to make good eye contact and things like that. And it goes on, but I'm launching this in September. I'm very, very excited. And I'm right now coaching a young girl from my hometown of West Nipissing. Her name is Casey Tongay. She's 14 years old and she'll be competing at Miss Teenage Canada in August. So I'm very pleased to be her coach and mentor.
Fantastic. Now, Sue, you're also, you have something you're involved in, Revenue Wire. What's Revenue Wire all about?
Oh, sure. Revenue Wire, I work for Revenue Wire. I'm the Vice President of Business Development for them. We've been around about 10 years, and in a nutshell, we're a payments and performance marketing platform that's designed to help people make more money online. So we have about 30,000 different marketers from around the world that promote products that we have in our network, and we have a full service e-commerce platform and capabilities to be able to power any type of transaction around the globe.
Yeah, was that English, Lynn?
Thought so.
You're my translator here, Lynn. What was that? I don't know what just happened to me.
I'll say it in French.
Okay, well, thanks. That'll help. You know what? I'll probably understand just as much. It'll be great.
No. You want to sell something online? We're the people to help you do it.
That I understand. Thanks so much. That's great. Now, we're going to do something that we do at the end of each of our pageant casts. So, what I like to see is your best pageant wave. And I think I'm going to start with you, Lynn, because I have a feeling you worked on this a little bit here. So I want to see your best pageant wave. So let's see it. Sock it to me. Okay, so that's called the wiggle. She's doing the wiggle. All right, Sue, now it's your chance. Let's see your pageant wave. She is getting self-conscious. Okay, we got two wigglers. We got two wigglers. We got a double wiggle going on.
It depends. If you're on a float, then you're on a float. You know,
okay,
when then you're waving close to the people, it's just...
Wait, hold on. So when you walk up to people, you wave? Because I shake your hand.
Like this, if they're close. But if I'm on a float, then I wave like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little more active and animated when you're up on a float. Okay.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both. But I thank you both and wish you both Tierra dreams. Tierra dreams, Lynn. Tierra dreams soon.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Submitting material to the Pageant Cast is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Come up with an idea. We know you have some. An appearance? A crowning?
Record a brief video on your phone or webcam and remember to include your title and name.
Send it to submit at pageantcast.com.
Videos are best, as we are a video show after all, but we do take photos and stories.
Get yours in now before the competition for space gets too big. We want your submissions.
You. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.